Famous, freaky, super hot, sexy, publicly well-known Casey Jordan on the phone right now. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
So, honey, you've obviously been on the top. That's kind of funny if you think about it. You've been on the top of everybody's mind with all these stories going on. Mm-hmm. You kind of started the whole big snowball rolling down the hill with Charlie Sheen, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I started with that legendary, you know, 36-hour binger to now he's no longer with Warner Brothers.
Yeah, he got let go and from Two and a Half Men. First off, what is his house like? Is it just awesome?
Okay, so his house is in an awesome location at the Mulholland Estates, and it's really pretty on the outside, but in the inside, I mean, he has a nice kitchen, he has a theater, but, like, his carpet has a lot of stains on it.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Like, a lot of stains, like from...
drinks, maybe?
Booze?
No,
or?
Not like the good stains that I'm probably thinking
not
about.
Your favorite stain. No.
Not my favorite, but, like, wine stains, and most of them are up on the staircase, so you know, like... ton of people have been drunk and just like falling up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because most of the stains are on the stairways.
Oh, it's like, but, okay, we're done partying. Let's go do the hibbity jibbity.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then it's upstairs, and it's just basically the whole upstairs part is like his room area.
Now, how did you meet Charlie? Did you meet him or did he contact you through somebody?
Well, a year and a half ago, before the Brooke Mueller and before he did rehab, he got in touch with a mutual friend. And he was, like, excited that this guy knew me, and he put it on the phone. He's like, listen, this is Charlie. I'm kind of going through some stuff right now. I'm like, Charlie who? And he's like, Charlie McCartis went off the cliff. Charlie. And I'm like, Charlie Sheen? He's like, correct.
Wow.
I was like, why couldn't you just tell me your name? And he's like, can I see you in a couple of days? And I'm like, sure. You know, like, I'm just kind of, like, thrown off.
Like, why are you going to say no to Mr. Hollywood Charlie Sheen? You know, A, you hear he's a partier, and B, you know, why wouldn't you say yes to that, right?
Right.
So this is a year ago.
Yeah, this is, like, right before he went to his last, like, serious rehab, and a couple of days later, he went into rehab a couple of days after I spoke to him. I was like, well, so much for that. So when I got a hold of this time, he had asked or paid a girl to find me.
Wow.
And, you know, at Twitter, it's, like, the biggest marketing tool and everything like that. So
Sure. Girls
just contact, like, hey, can you DM me your number? And then I'm like, sure. And then it's just a party for $5,000.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, sweet. Party with a legend, right?
So
it's going to be fun.
So you get paid $5,000 to hang out with them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you go party with a legend. Okay. You get free booze, food, whatever. Obviously, you're doing a rock star lifestyle. You get $5,000 to party with this guy. Did you like him, or were you just like, I want to bang an actor?
Well, when I was coming over there was like four other girls. But they all ended up leaving. I was the only one that could pretty much hold out with the party scene.
But of course,
it's like him being like as legendary and as cool and this bad boy, you know, of course. And like, you know, my field, it's like almost kind of like, you're not a real porn star if you haven't done Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
You know? So I was like, you know, I'm going to add that to my resume.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
They also say that about me. They said, you're really, truly, Charlie Sheen, Shmeen, everybody's done him. Until you've really hooked up naked with fish.
Yes.
You just haven't lived. I'm just saying. I'm no pressure. Take your time. But if you could spread the word around the
you're
community.
You're in the area, Casey. Yeah. Might as well drive up.
Well, and she's got a big voice, i.e. a lot of people know and listen to her. So if you could just chuck that in the next time you're doing an interview with random people, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Thanks. I believe you, baby. I believe you.
Okay, so you're the only one that could last compared to all the other girls. And then what else happened?
Yeah, she can.
They all left, and I think the last girl was like 9 in the morning, and I stayed till 2 p.m. the following day.
So you guys have partied throughout the night.
Yeah.
On to the next day till 2. Okay.
And then you're like, okay, this old guy's got to take a nap. I mean, there's something serious going on here, and that's when, you know, all the stuff happens, right?
Well, you know when you've done so much, I don't know, I'm not saying you guys, but I'm saying most people would say when you do a bunch of drugs, people kind of go, whoa, I got to stop because I'm going to keel over or I'm going to get sick or I'm going to pass out or people just pass out or faint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was the pure cocaine and it wasn't getting like spread out. It was getting more persistent. And I'm like, this guy is getting worse and worse. And I'm sitting there out of my mind crazy. Like, I have anxiety disorder, and...
Oh, so coke is a really good drug for you to do, since you have anxiety disorder.
Yeah, I actually don't enjoy, like, you know, I'm an alcoholic. That is what I'm not an not any kind of denial of that.
Are you an alcoholic? Like, I do you not drink now? Are you saying, you know, I'm going to give up drinking? Are you?
No, it's not like the kind that, like, ruins your life. Not like the Charlie Sheen drinking.
Oh, you're the good alcoholic.
Even though I did challenge him to a drinking contest.
Okay.
His assistant, Rick, was like, don't do that. Don't do that with Charlie. Which I clearly found out why, because I poured a whole glass of vodka and Charlie chugged it in, like, 5 seconds. And, like,
wow.
Water.
So are you saying that you think Charlie Sheen can swallow faster than you?
In those terms, yes.
Okay, so wait, Casey, we're on the phone again with Casey Jordan, i.e. the Charlie Sheen, Casey Jordan, i.e. adult film star. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22 years old. You party with Charlie Sheen. You're chugging. He's doing the vodka. You're doing the whatever. You're partying. You say you're the quote unquote good type of alcoholic. You know that does sound a little weird, right?
Yeah, right. No, that's insane. Like, it sounds like I'm in the denial part. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not denying it, but
you're accepting.
I can handle it pretty well.
Drink you under the table, pretty much. Don't you?
Yeah. I'm not like an expensive date. A guy's gonna buy me a drink, you know, and I'm like on my 10th Jack and Coke, and I'm still like perfectly coherent. And they're like, I don't get it, you know. It's like, where does it go? I'm only 97 pounds.
Honey, I'm really conflicted on this one because A, I kind of want you to drink me under the table because I'm wondering what would happen once we were under the table. But B, beyond that, I kind of want you to just, like, come here and have milk and cookies and snuggle because I kind of worry about you. You seem like you're a really nice lady. You know, the media makes you look kind of like a gold digger. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, totally, of course. When I finally get to meet people and they get to know me, I think that they realize that's not the kind of person I am. Because I've done a lot of interviews, like I know for ABC,
mm-hmm.
and you know I did that. There was no money involved or anything like that. It was just
that's
out of general concern for him because everyone around him is enabling him, you know. And I refuse, you know, to do that. You know, I don't call it hush money.